Hello, and welcome back to our second episode on the DBA podcast. I am joined with
Kenny,
Julius,
Sophie.
All right. And today's episode is going to be a little different because Jonah is not here. He had some important errands to run, so we're just going to be rambling on for the next 30 to 45 minutes. So, yeah, what would you guys like to start with?
So we don't have a plan for this?
No. The whole point of a podcast is you just talk.
All right. How many seeds do y'all think are in a watermelon?
You've been playing Roblox too much.
Yeah, no. I think 27.
27?
That's it? In a watermelon?
Like, how big is the watermelon? Are we talking about, like, a huge, or are we talking about, like, a mini?
Like a regular...
Then, like, at least 100. At least.
I don't know.
I was gonna say, like, in the thousands.
Thousands? No, I don't know.
Thousands?
No. They're big. Like, they're not small, but they're not... They're small, but they're not super small.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's definitely less than a thousand. Are you serious? 234. Average watermelon.
Julius?
Huh? I don't know. I'd probably say like 150.
No. Kenny's the type of person that would actually count all the seeds on the watermelon, bro.
Wait, are we talking about like the seedless, like with the white seeds, or are we talking about like
the black seeds? The black seeds.
Oh, with both type of seeds? Oh, at least 300. At least.
Okay.
You said 1,000, and we're like even 400.
Well, someone could fact check us if we're wrong. So.
Okay. Yeah, Kenny got that.
Kenny, I challenge you to count every seed from a watermelon.
I'm gonna spit them at you.
Oh, okay. All right. So this one is a little weird because Jonah normally helps me with the plans. Yeah, the epiphanies are right here, but we already talked about most of them.
I guess we can wait for him to put the next ones. Where is he?
He had some important business to go to.
Why are you eating so much candy?
You're fat.
Why aren't you eating so much candy? I haven't had food this morning.
Guys,
I had 2 eggs. So wait, what is everyone's favorite breakfast?
My favorite breakfast?
French toast. All the way, yeah, French toast.
French toast is actually disgusting.
No, French toast is
no. My favorite breakfast has to be like a nice pancakes with bacon on the side. Either that or there's this one place I go when I was up in Virginia. It's called Not a Pancake House. And had this amazing cinnamon swirl waffle.
Oh, cinnamon.
Ooh, that
sounds amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah, or waffles. Cinnamon toast or not cinnamon toast.
French toast.
French toast or like waffles?
Yeah, no. French toast is not it for me.
Like
I know how to make a really good French toast, but I am not eating
French toast. Now, what do you guys think about biscuits and gravy?
Okay, that sounds
that is
no
not like
for
a
me
top
for me no that's
mean?
No
that's
for me biscuits and gravy is more like a dinner type like a breakfast for dinner type thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
is that like
I don't
awesome
see
breakfast?
I don't see gravy as a breakfast. Like biscuits on its own, it's fine. Like they're really dry, but when you have biscuits and gravy, it's a dinner type thing for me.
Yeah.
All right, guys. On the top of your head, what is your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon? Okay, of course.
Apple Jacks.
I thought you were going to say Lucky Charms.
Okay.
They're magically delicious.
My favorite, which a lot of people disagree on, but a lot of people agree on, is Pops. I love Pops. Oh, my Lord. That's my favorite.
It's like those in, like, the little boxes.
Okay. Yes.
No, I love those, or just I get I have
like
a family
with the bunnies?
Box. No, that's Tricks.
Oh, yeah, that's Tricks.
Pops is like the golden nugget ones.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
or Fruity Pebbles.
I was
down a whole bag of Fruity Pebbles.
You see, Fruity Pebbles are good, but they're so. But also, it doesn't come with much.
Yeah,
like, you
know,
get maybe one or two
one
bowls.
Bowl, I could eat a whole bag or box.
You're just big.
No.
All right. Do you have any topics you'd like to talk about, Zoe? You had a lot of questions.
What is your favorite place to go? Like, it could be anywhere in the world. It could be in the state. It could be out of the country. It can be in the country. Favorite place.
Julius, you go first. Actually, Sophie, you go first. You
okay.
Go first.
My favorite is West Virginia because there's this little, like, campsite thingy. It's called Ace Adventure Resort. And it's actually, it has a blob. It has a water park. You go whitewater rafting. You go ziplining. It's literally the best. I recommend 100%. It's actually... Oh, I love it there. And it's just gorgeous. And there was, like, a deer in the front yard, and I was like, no. All
right. Well,
I would have to say Tennessee, back up where I used to live, because, no, you gotta... No, back up in Tennessee where I lived, it was, like, so low-key. There was, like, my neighborhood had, like, 10 houses in it.
That seems boring.
And there was like, never any, like... anything go wrong. We could just drive four-wheelers and dirt bikes on the roads all over the place. No one will get mad at us, or we can go on, like, ask for... Because there used to be people that had acres by our neighborhood where we used to live, and we could ask, because they used to have, like, a track for where they rode horses. So we just rode dirt bikes and four-wheelers all on their land.
So that's why you're insane?
No, it's just... It's fun. Like, there's nothing, like... There's nothing to do, but there's stuff to do.
Okay, yeah, Patron.
Okay.
No, Kenny, what is your favorite spot?
I don't want to copy her. Like, she said West Virginia. I'm just going to go with normal Virginia. No. Normal Virginia. Like, near D.C. area. It's just so calm. My aunt lives there. It's just so chill. Like, the grass is nice. The weather's nice. It's yeah. It's just...
What is it? What's your favorite place, Coben? Yeah. Oh, let me guess. No. West Virginia?
Yeah. Yes, and actually, my grandma just texted me, who's in West Virginia.
Oh, really?
It's actually Williamsburg, Virginia. Williamsburg is my favorite place. It's really old. It's like 1770s vibes. It's got a lot of old townhouses and all that, cool shops and all that. It's such a beautiful place. And guys, if you're listening right now, tell your grandma you love them.
Period.
Yeah.
Or your grandpa, or just tell anyone,
any family member. Yeah.
You love him, because we love family.
Just not Julius.
Okay. What did I do?
I don't know.
Stop bullying Julius.
He's growing a garden. That's all you know.
No.
Get off Roblox.
I'm not on Roblox anymore.
Mm-hmm. Anymore. Were you while we were playing?
No.
Are you sure?
I had to check the C's, bro.
Oh, yeah.
This is so weird. This chair has no back.
I know. That's why I got the comfy chair. Also, guys who are listening, we are supposed to be videoing this too, but we're having a lot of technical difficulties right now, and Julius is playing Grow a Garden. No, but we are having technical difficulties right now, but we will, in the coming episodes, get off!
Oh my goodness!
Hold on, I gotta take the seats.
No, turn the audio off then, at least.
This is such mid podcast.
This podcast episode is cooked.
No, it's not. I had to check really quick.
No, Jonah's gonna listen back to this podcast. He would be like, "Why didn't I stay?" No, but we're gonna video everything eventually. But right now, we're stuck with the audio only.
That's fine.
Because it's all Julius's fault.
Oh yeah, it's all my fault, guys.
It's a podcast, but. If we're gonna have a wheel and we're gonna have all these other things, we're gonna
stop breaking stuff.
Did you just go down and get food?
Yeah, that looks good.
Wait, what did you get?
Donuts down there? Yo!
All right, go down and get food then.
Okay. All right. Julius is leaving us for food.
I'll put the mic back. All right.
He just left us for food.
Yeah. All right. No. We'll continue it. Why not? You know. I already said in the first episode that our podcast is going to be very weird.
It's going to be so random. By the way, there's only one girl with three guys in here, so that's why it sounds a little crazy. It's because there's no control.
Yeah. Well, she'll keep us in check, though. She knows how to keep us in check.
Yeah, I keep them in.
Or so I thought.
Okay, I see how it is.
So, how are you thinking about the podcast right now, Soph?
By the way, anytime it goes silent, me and Coben like lock eyes and we just stare at each other with awkward silence.
Yeah.
And it's the most funny thing is we try not to laugh.
Yeah, you look like a turtle.
And then Kenny's just like here, like playing with wood.
What are you playing with? What is it?
It's a broken piece of the chair.
Oh yeah, Julius broke the chair, by the way. Sorry. Yeah, Jonah, if you're listening to this, Julius broke your chair.
Sorry.
So discipline him later.
Spanking.
Oh my goodness, I know a topic.
She knows a topic.
Who are y'all all going to like a Rowan CIY?
Yes.
Okay.
Real quick, just so our viewers know. Yes, we go on these trips called Lake Aurora, Christian Camp, and also CIY. And Lake Aurora is in Lake Wales, Florida. It's a nice fun camp that you get to stay at for a week. And you guys have so much fun. There's zip lining. There's a lake where you get to swim in and all that. There's a blob. There's a bunch of stuff. But the best part of it is there's worship. There's a lot of fun stuff. Everyone has a good time. And also, CIY is we go up to Tennessee, Cleveland, Tennessee, to be exact. And we go to this university called Lee University. And at Lee University, we stay at a college campus for a week. And we get to experience what college life is like. It is so fun.
Worshiping is crazy.
worshiping in the auditorium with over like 1,000 kids in there watching. I went on that stage.
Oh yeah, you went on
stage. I went on that stage. There were so many people.
Yeah, you
I
lost the game.
Yeah,
so
much yeah, I lost the game only yeah. because like everyone was yelling at me. So I was like, I don't know.
Julius just donuts. Came back with a plate full
of donuts.
Oh, can
I have
that cookie? Donuts.
Can I have one of them?
I'll split it with you.
Yeah, no. I
a
no,
thing of
you
lemonade.
Just give me one.
Grub.
Hey, throw me a cookie. Throw me a
don't
cookie.
Don't chew into the mic.
No,
don't. Oh my god, please.
Do not break off. Okay, so go back to what you're saying. And do not break off half. I want a full cookie. You have two.
Yeah, we're going to Lake Aurora.
Oh, yeah. But Lake Aurora, first of all, is so much fun because you get a phone detox. It's like genuinely, like, at first you're like, oh, I miss my phone. But like, towards the end of the day, you do not care. Like, you're having so much fun and like, I used to be the person that couldn't sleep without music, but at Lake Aurora, you are so tired. Once you hit that bed, you are out. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's not only, like, you're bonding with all these, like, fellow, like, Christian kids, but you're also getting extra, you're also bonding extra with, like, your youth group because of how close you guys are. Like, that is your group. Oh my goodness.
I love how Isaac
just letting
that
you know that was not
mic.
Me.
Yeah, that was Isaac.
Just had to clarify that. But
this podcast episode is doomed. That's what I'm gonna title it.
Wait, when do we get to spin the wheel?
Once we get recording.
Yeah,
okay,
we
why
record.
Y'all keep cutting me off?
Yeah, Kenny, shut up.
Yeah, by the way, this is what smells of shrimp. I smell shrimp, sorry.
Oh, right there. Meat. No, is that chicken
it's
or is that
fish.
Shrimp?
It's a fish fry.
Oh, that's why.
Fish. Sorry.
Continue.
Anyways, that's like Aurora. CIY, you're in this dorm, and you're, like, you're with, it's based off of, like, not gonna say this, but, like, gender. So, like, it's the girls' cabin and then the boys' cabin. Not cabin, but dorm.
Don't mix purple.
Don't do code purple. That's what we learned from Lake Aurora. That sounds wrong, but okay. But like it genuinely for Lake Aurora, it's more like there's a schedule. For CIY, it's definitely more like freedom. You can kind of go wherever you want, just like on campus. There's a Dunkin', a Starbucks, I think a Chick-fil-A. I actually have no idea.
I was just about to say, I love how there's so many different food places. There's a Subway, a Chick-fil-A. No, it's not closed. You just have to go downstairs.
I know, I did, and it was like, there was
it has certain days.
Construction or something.
Maybe the first time, because the second time, it was open.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah, there's like a Dunkin', a Starbucks, a Chick-fil-A, a Subway, and also there's a bunch of, I'm going to hop on what you're saying. One of the days, we go to a Water Rapids place.
Oh, my goodness. Literally.
Yeah, Thursdays. It's either Thursday or Friday. No, because last time it was Thursday. Yeah,
by the way, I'm the smallest and shortest of the group. So, Mr. Julius over here, besides Isaac, Mr. Julius over here was terrified to get in the
room. Oh, no, don't say this. No, don't say this. No, don't say this.
Say it. I want to hear this.
He was terrified to go through the Rapids, and so little me had to navigate with him.
Like, I had her get in front of me, go ahead.
So, guys, for your information, Joyce is a 6-foot giant ginger, so I hope
and
y'all.
I'm 5'5. Let's put that in perspective.
Yeah.
But it was actually.
It's like Beauty and the Beast.
Because everyone else was terrified, and Joyce was so scared.
I don't play with water. Water's scary.
But you'll go to the beach.
Oh yeah, I'm going to the beach all day.
See,
and that's not
different.
As scary as a water
no,
rapid.
No, no, the rapids pull you though.
Yeah, the rapids will pull me.
Yeah, but it's fun.
No,
actually, no, it's not, because there's one thing. You know how like in the beginning part where we started climbing on the rocks,
yeah.
where the water is, you don't know how deep it is, and there's like
it's
sharp
high
rocks
high
at the bottom.
It's
yeah.
Jagged.
Yeah,
oh
that,
my goodness,
that hurts.
I lost my AirPod within the first 5 minutes. I was so mad.
Why would you even wear your AirPod?
No, I had it in my pocket and I forgot to take it out. So I got in the water and didn't realize it and saw my AirPod sink. And I was so mad. And it was one of the deep parts and I like jumped in and then I lost it. So I got soaking wet for nothing.
Bro, we're going to have to recreate the photo on that same rock. Remember,
oh
we
goodness,
did it last year and the year
yeah,
before that.
We did.
I did it with Bryce the first time. Then I did it with you the second time.
Yeah, I remember. That was fun.
But and then
didn't we go skateboarding down that hill?
Oh,
we have to do it again. Yeah.
Julius is putting nerves to the mic.
Hey, Julius, stop.
I'm telling you, I got no control over here.
No, but
being responsible, but
Kenny, yeah. So make sure you do. But I'll text you like the day before or a few days before.
Yeah. No one told me to bring my skateboard. I was.
I'll let you guys know.
I might go slow, but I do have a skateboard.
It's oh, okay, but you trust me.
Does it have training wheels?
If you go slow on a skateboard, you're not gonna like going down the hill. The hill
and you get speed wobbles. And like my brother went down a hill and he got speed wobbles and fractured his wrist because he was going so fast and he fell off and ran into a tree. It was really funny.
Let's just say it's like that, except me and Kenny didn't fall yet.
Yet.
Watch, this year's the year we say, oh, we're not going to fall or do anything, and then we end up eating it.
And last year, me and Richard were too tired. Like, we were wanting to, but we were just too tired. We stayed up that night.
Yeah, no, because, like, we texted everybody, and we were like, hey, we're going to go up the hill and go down it, and nobody came except for, like, Isaac, me, and Kenny.
And then Jonah.
Jonah.
Tired from the toilet paper wars.
Bro, oh my lord. Goodness. That is my favorite.
They stole 20 things of toilet paper.
Oh, no. There was more. There was like 50.
Or Richard.
Rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah, and we ended up like. And then we stole Jonah's bed.
Yeah. You stole toilet paper from the girl's door.
And then we flipped everything in his room.
Every single thing.
Yes, remember that? Bro, no, but that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all stole some from that.
Yeah, we stole it from our laundry room, too.
Yeah, no, our laundry room had, like, boxes, like, of 96 per, and we went to war. And we're, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it next year.
Who's
going to
stop me?
Well, no, it's just because, remember, didn't Jonah get, like, a thing, like, we're wasting too many toilet paper or something?
Yeah, we got in trouble.
Yeah,
we did get in, he got in trouble because apparently we're wasting too much. But if we go a little less, but we make it worth. How about this year? I mean, Jonah's gonna listen to it anyway. But what if we all just team up on Jonah this year?
I'll get the girls into it.
Well, no, because eventually it was Richard and Joyce against us.
Yeah, because everybody.
Yeah, it was like a free for all. Yeah, I know. No, because we were helping you, and me and Bryce were. It was me and Bryce, and then it was you and Kenny. No, it was Kenny and Isaac. Yeah, there you go. Against Richard and Julius, and then Jonah. So it was like a one. It was a 2v1v1.
Yeah, but I intruded Julius and Richard's group.
Yeah, because I don't trust you anymore.
And by the way, Julius and Richard would throw cookies at the wall, so they were chocolate smears on the wall.
Bro, no, he came into our. You literally came into our room at like 9 o'clock at night. Came in with a box of Oreos and just.
It was definitely later.
It was definitely late. It was like 11. But this man, he storms into like my dorm room. And opens a box of Oreos and just starts chucking them around the dorm. I'm like, dude.
Well, the girls were making bracelets, by the way. The girls were sitting on the floor in the lounge area for the girls' dorm making bracelets. By the way, I hate you, Richard, just letting you know, because he tried putting my blanket in a spider web, and I genuinely cried.
Was it?
Genuinely was sobbing because you tried putting my blanket in a...
Also, a funny thing... A funny thing with I'm in the middle.
Dutch will never be shared anywhere.
a funny thing with what? Yes. What happened?
We were making bracelets.
Oh yeah, you guys put a Tylenol.
What happened?
Shoe.
Oh yeah, no. No, but another thing is when we were there, all the girls slept in over the session, I'd have to go and get them breakfast every morning because they slept in for breakfast and they were starting to be late for the main service for the morning.
We were getting really cranky, too.
Well, no, you guys, I was always the first one up. I was always gone.
The girls, the girls has an excuse.
Yeah. Well, you guys also got ready.
Lacey does not know how to wake people up.
Is that you?
It was 11:55 p.m. when we were having that war because I took this picture of Kenny.
That's so weird.
But I'm telling you, like,
that man right there is not real.
So late one day, and we still wanted to do our hair, and we heard a knock on the door. I think we were gonna get in trouble, and I opened the door, and it's just Cobain carrying four things of.
It was more. It was like six. It was like an Eiffel Tower of donut holes.
And he was like, "I brought you guys this because I knew you guys weren't making it for breakfast." I was like, "Oh," and so we all 8 on the floor.
No, that thing will fall off. I hope you know. Like, so this thing, every time we spin,
we had
does.
Such a fun time, though. Like, genuinely.
Like, we had toilet paper all over.
You enjoying your food down there, Chan?
By the way, every time we go silent is because Julie is just showing a photo of me literally in 0.5 looking absolutely so stupid.
Oh, like, my
actually,
Lord.
Actually, they're so bad. And I don't know who took them.
Me. I took all these.
Kenny.
You took that one?
Actually,
yeah,
this one, I don't know if I took that one.
So, yeah.
Tough. And then
like,
we got...
Like, genuinely, these are so bad.
Right?
Like
tough?
Yeah. We
like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Last Friday.
Yeah, we did. Me and Kenny Alana were at a Kinsey. No, it was...
It's one of my friends.
Different
that
than a
Kinsey, because
Kinsey's 15, right?
It
was,
wife,
it was a sweet 16, but we... What? Is that me? Yes. Oh, that was me in my underwear.
Oh, my
He's got
goodness.
A photo of me in my underwear.
Well... I don't know what they're no! going on right now. I
do
don't
not.
Know.
Okay,
I don't
put the phones
see.
Down. Put the phones
okay,
down.
Put the phone away. Sophie, what are you doing? Put
Joyce.
The phone
as
away.
As you're literally.
All right, we're gonna stay off the phones because the listeners cannot understand what we're doing.
So we're just showing photos and y'all just can't.
Yeah,
see.
No, we're having a jolly old time over here, and then the listeners are just gonna be like, yeah.
By the way, Isaac is not even talking.
Isaac's
just
eating food on the floor.
A donut. I can't.
So again, I'm gonna prefacize if you don't question yourself by the end of the podcast episode, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. But thank you for enjoying our craziness for the most part. Okay.
Isaac, have you heard that?
Yeah. So
okay, let's get back on topic.
There is
Stop
no
shaking the nerds.
You are loud.
Sorry.
I hope you know.
You're up here. You need to bring it down.
So there's
circle
a
circle down.
That is my phrase. I hope you know.
No,
I quoted
no,
it first.
Not.
I gave
no,
it to
it
you.
Not.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No, it is not. I
did.
Swear it was me and Sylvia in the girls' dorm.
No, I
like...
started it. No, it's because what is it? No, because Lacey started saying square up, so I started saying circle down, and then she
down.
Took it from me and gave it to y'all.
No.
Y'all,
okay. If y'all can hear, I say y'all because I don't know.
No.
But they'll make fun of me at any time of the day. They'll
I don't.
Just text
they,
on group
it's
chat
it's
saying,
them.
Y'all,
I say y'all all
Isaac,
the time as well.
Julius
I know, I
and
too.
Kenny,
I say
but
y'all
they
too.
Love teasing me about it. Like literally during service today.
So
I don't
it's,
know why.
It's a part of her normal vocabulary. It's
exactly.
Normal. No, but. Guys,
why does Texas have to have y'all? We're
because
Southerners.
Yeah, we are Southern. Oh no, we're not the good kind of Southern. Let's be real, Floridians. Let's be real.
Our generation is a little something.
Yeah, but oh, there's a bunch
you
of
are
movies coming
a mess.
Out. Kenny, you are hiding.
Oh my goodness! All
right, so whatever mess you made. No, but,
Julius is throwing nerds at me. Is what's happening? Stop.
We're only 23 minutes in.
Stop throwing nerds at me.
Okay, Julius, calm yourself. All right. So there is a bunch of really, it's a bunch of really interesting movies coming out in the next few years. The How to Train Your Dragon live action remake looks and sounds amazing. Yeah, it is. It's out. I haven't had the chance to. You haven't had the chance to see it either, but no, there's a couple. Joyce,
y'all, it is hot in this room.
No,
I know.
I think it's just you.
No, it's just the AC. There's no AC in this room. That's how you know the struggles we go through for y'all. But
it's a closet. It's like a big closet.
It is a closet. That's the whole point of it.
What are you?
Okay, calm down.
By the way, anytime like you hear me say, "Oh my," and under my breath, it's because Julius is literally throwing nerds at me.
Joyce is
nerds.
Eating
right?
Nerds. Right?
Stop!
Well.
Please stop.
I'm not.
You can hear the nerds. What are y'all doing?
All right, so let's continue back.
See, I'm telling y'all.
This episode's so good.
Jonah's gonna listen to this. He's gonna be like,
"No, everybody that listens to this is gonna be like,
gonna be
actually,
like,
I'm gonna unsubscribe from this right now. What are these guys doing?
No, this is why we need like."
We need
Jonah.
Are you going
to steal his donut?
We need
guidelines.
Well, no, we have a whiteboard right there that's going to be hung up, and that's it's behind the symbols.
It's a whiteboard. We should put it right there.
It's hidden away.
No, yeah, no, but we're gonna hang it up like here.
All right, well, it's an idea board.
Yeah, so we can actually write down what we're gonna do for the episode. All right, bye.
I'm just leaving again.
So, I don't. Kenny, you have anything interesting you want to talk about? Other than playing with a nut?
Oh, my goodness.
A screw-in nut. A screw-in nut and bolt.
Joyce
is eating a donut.
How is it being a ginger?
Yeah, actually, I want to know this.
How is it? Like, what are the struggles?
Why is your hair so curly?
What are the struggles of being a ginger?
There's no struggle.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, I get sunburned pretty bad. That's about it.
I'm telling you, he will spend an hour, just 1 hour, and be red.
Yeah.
I bet
if you lay under something like the normal studio lights for a long enough time, you'll get burned.
No, remember?
Any light.
It was me, you, and Aiden, and Bryce when we went to the beach. And I laid out for like a minute, like not even that long. That's why I was so red. I was laid out in the sun. I put chicken on my chest for a bird to come up to come take the chicken.
No, actually, no. That's a funny story because first he threw a tiny piece of chicken out, and he was like, and then a seagull came by and took it away, right? And then he bites into a chicken, and then he says, "Actually, I don't want this drumstick," and throws it out. A whole drumstick. He throws out into the sand. A bird comes up, and there's like maybe 50 of them come out of nowhere and just swarm. And they fight over it. It falls in the water, and they all dive in for it. But there's no way that 1 minute. No, because it was longer. Because you were out in the water for a long period of time.
It was only really my chest that was burnt.
You realize you were standing up in the water, right?
I guess.
So like, and you were facing the sun. But
either way, I still got really – like I was as red as –
You look so messy. You come in, you're in the dark back there.
Yeah. What is your like go to see movie that you want to go see when it comes out? Out of all the movies that are coming out.
Dragon.
All right, that's already out.
No, I haven't gotten to see it yet.
Neither. I want
to
watch it.
We all haven't,
so
bro. I feel like we all have to go watch it.
We should take
a church trip. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll put it into the planner.
Yes. No, I can drive. I got my license.
Oh
y'all.
No, you're not driving.
Both of y'all can drive.
What are you talking about?
I can drive in a month.
So.
I get to. No, no.
I'm telling you guys.
No, Sophie was driving home, and Julius followed her, and he was just laying the horn down the entire way.
No, not only was she going probably 90 miles an hour, but she was like losing on me. Like she was 90.
Yeah, and it was raining.
Also pouring rain. I couldn't see.
My car was drifting. That's why I slowed down. It's because
you
my
didn't
car...
slow down. You kept going. Yeah. Did not stop.
Or is it just that you ran out of gas? Is that why you slowed down?
No, I only slowed down because there was a red light. That's the only reason. And then I honked.
Oh yeah, no, there was a red light, and then I turned around.
This chair has no back.
Do you want to switch spots? Actually, no, I like this spot.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
going to
break the chair.
No, I already did. Why are you doing so
Yeah, you broke Jonah's chair. No, you owe him a new chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Jonah, if you're listening to this podcast episode, Julius owes you a chair, by the way.
No, Colvin, you can use the chair that I gave you.
Your mic is over there.
You can use the chair that I got Colvin.
Oh, my. Kenny, look at this. Kenny.
What are you doing?
Look at his audio. No. All right.
I'm telling you, y'all. I'm not that bad of a joke.
Okay.
I'm telling you guys. I'm not that. The only time
I have experienced her driving, guys,
is COVID, and it was because we were
leaving a Culver's, and we had like 3 minutes to get back.
Decided to order
the entire menu.
And we had.
Did you fart?
No, I didn't fart.
Someone did.
No one smells. I can't smell. I'm congested.
It's either that or someone brought food in here. But so we had like 3 minutes to get back to the church, and so Sophie hits a full whip U-turn out of nowhere. She was going,
going
60, and she was maybe on two wheels going around that U-turn, going 60. She didn't slow down at all. She just full U-ed, and I had my drink on the.
In the cup holder, and so does
Richard. And luckily, I had the smart idea of grabbing mine before anything. Richard left his in, and so when she full turned it, that went flying,
it went all over
her.
Expensive camera.
Yeah. Wow. No, I had it safe. No, it was in the. I got it. No. The camera was safe. Richard wasn't.
When was the time that we were driving, and I was like, I think we were going to Coconut with Bryce.
Yeah.
And I was cruising. Like, you were up here, you were holding the door handle, and had the handle up on the roof. You're like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, bro, I'm driving, chill out.
No.
Oh.
I'm again, like, dude, you gotta so learn that the mic is over there and okay, not my
the mic.
The mic
can pick it up. The mic will pick it up.
Yeah, it'll pick it up through both mics and that won't sound good.
It's gonna be like
no
a
one wants
echo.
To hear two of you. All right,
we're
so
just little crazy drivers.
Though. Yeah, no, Julius, aren't you grounded for driving?
I follow the laws.
I'm grounded for driving.
I've never
right
broken
now.
A law except my taillight's broken.
I fixed your chair.
Did you actually?
I did.
Oh wow, so never mind. Julius doesn't owe you a chair until the chair breaks again, and then Julius. Okay.
But the only thing that's wrong with my car right now is I have a broken taillight.
Yeah.
Which is highly illegal.
How did you get that?
Yeah, how did you get that, by the way?
Her face just went from smiling to frowning
We're
in
not
an
talking
instant.
About that. That was not one of my proud moments.
No.
It was at like 2 in the morning, too.
All right, so.
I'll tell you after the podcast.
So
that is not something
that podcast. I have a good question I want to ask for all of you.
Oh, okay.
So for anyone who's been at a concert, what is your guy? Which one was your favorite concert
I've never
to be
been at?
Oh, well, no, you have. Rock the Universe.
Oh, my goodness. Rock the Universe because Brandon Lake or whatever his name is, I love him. He's literally the best.
Bro, remember when we?
I don't care. I was literally running to a.
Hey, Mike's right here, by the way.
Oh.
Kenny, remember when we saw Skillet?
I've been saying to him this entire time.
So we saw me and Kenny when we went to Rock the Universe 2 years ago. We saw Skillet.
No one cares.
What?
Oh yeah.
Excuse me?
It was alright.
Skillet? No, Skillet is a good band.
What?
Sorry.
Like
sorry.
I understand, but it was mostly like for Jonah. Jonah loved that.
Loves it.
What are you doing?
But like, the best part was I don't know who all was running. It was me, Coben, Genesis, Isaac got lost somewhere.
Wasn't like Maddie or
Lily,
no? Sylvia was there.
Lily, Sylvia. We were all running, and it was saying they were singing
I had
praise
to, I
the
was
Lord.
Literally, yeah.
And me and Coben were literally jumping while running because. It was like 10 minutes before all the rides shut down.
And so we were trying
we
to get
fast passes
to get
so
back
we
onto. Yeah, we were going
sprinting.
All the way to Rip Ride Rocket and do that twice because and it was fun, but also like you made me go first and go through all these people and made me look like such a bad guy. I'm like, excuse me, pushing people out the way trying to get there.
If it would have been me, they would have like been like, oh, this girl's just trying to get... No, Kobe was like, move!
Yeah, I act like I had a full train of people behind me. I literally had to go. It was literally like a
it
worm.
It was hilarious.
Was it? Joyce, have you been to any concerts?
No.
Lame. Kenny? No. Oh, wow. I'm the only person. I'm
get
special. I'm awesome. Isaac, have you been to any?
I can't work.
You have?
I'm just a girl,
who'd you go see?
Okay.
I've seen Toby Mac. Toby Mac was really good. He's a Christian singer.
Oh, okay.
But I saw him twice, and he's performed at Hertz Arena in Estero.
Kenny, what are you doing?
Yeah, Kenny, sit back.
No,
no. And my favorite, I've seen Morgan Wallen, which I know Sophie loves, and I love his music a lot,
so
but
bad.
for a performance-wise, I wouldn't spend that much money again to go see him. I spent maybe like... We like total spent like over $1,000.
I was gonna say like $3,000.
Yeah, it was
but it
probably.
Saw Yellow Wolf, but I told my dad no.
Yeah, for country music. Yeah, no. But then I got to go see my favorite artists, and I got to.
Oh my goodness,
it's so boring.
I yeah. No, but what was it?
I love Carrie Underwood. I literally love.
And it's funny because for Morgan Wallen for like one ticket it was like $500. But when I got to go see my favorite artist, my favorite artists are AJR. They're like an indie pop band type of. Yeah, no, I know. But so Morgan Wallen for the price of $500 a ticket, like I wouldn't go see him. But I saw my favorite band called AJR, and they make a lot of really. Relatable good music, and you can get a ticket there for $45 a ticket, maybe a little more but a little less, but I got like close to front row and I got to see them live on probably their best live show they've ever done. Like they had shadows come to life, they had a giant versions of themselves, they had skydiving on stage, they had walking treadmills and all that. Like it was the coolest show you could ever see, and they're going on tour again. this July, but the closest place to me is Georgia, and I don't feel like driving all the way up there unless I have a reason to. But I'd love for them to come back down because I love to. Are you okay? I'm trying to talk over here and you just keep doing stuff.
By the way, I'm wearing heels and I just slammed the crap out of my toe with my heel. So that's what I'm.
How do you do that?
Don't do that.
I went like that and I slipped and I.
You got to be more careful. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. All right, guys, real quick. I want y'all to list your top three favorite fast food restaurants. Sophie, go first.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
goodness. You got so pumped for that. Oh, my goodness. I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
Oh, really?
Okay, yes. McDonald's, number one. Because
gross. Ew. Oh. Hey, everyone has an opinion. Let her go.
McDonald's, because I'm about to fight you. We're about to fight. Anyways, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A. If anyone says anything about Chick-fil-A, no, we're going to...
All right, continue.
Mid.
No, I was actually coughing. Like, I was choking.
Oh, y'all make me wanna...
What's your third?
I didn't think that far ahead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Okay. It's... Okay.
Well, I thought... Have you not said Culver's?
Is Wingstop a... Oh, no. Culver's isn't my top three. Is Wingstop?
Wingstop's like a sit-down. I don't know if it's a fast food. Because also it takes like 45 minutes to get your food.
Yeah.
What's another...
No, yeah, there is like no drive through. Yeah, no, but like those aren't good. In-N-Out. Have you been to In-N-Out?
Yeah. You don't like In-N-Out?
It's all right. It's okay.
Y'all are like making me want to cry because y'all hate all my favorite places.
Wait, I got okay.
All right, Joyce. Isaac? What is your favorite?
Okay, number one, Wendy's.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh my god, that is actually so disgusting. No.
Hey. You had your own opinion. You can have his.
No, the pretzel baconator is so good.
Okay, you're fat. No.
Okay.
All right, what's two?
Oh, you're not gonna like this one either. Burger King.
Oh my god.
Burger.
You're number one with McDonald's. I don't want to hear it.
No.
Well, also
and
you got
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A. Okay. Okay.
But why did you do the choking emo when I said Chick-fil-A?
Because he was just doing that to make fun of you.
Doing it to make fun of you.
And, all right, Kenny, what is your top three?
All right.
Choking emo.
Top three. Panda Express.
Okay, I agree with that. Yep. I replaced that with McDonald's. That by
All right. Steak and Shake. Yep, number two. Steak no way. How are you going to say
Actually, it's top five. It's top five, not top three.
What is the other one that's... Is Steak and Shake the green one?
Nah.
No, Steak and Shake
Wonder
is
Burger.
The...
No,
it's not. That's
water.
Yellow.
Or something like that.
No,
I think the checkered is what Steak and Shake is.
Hold on.
Steak and Shake is and Checkers are like the same. Mm-hmm. But no, there's this one that's like a green one. It has a burger on it. I'm trying to remember what it was called.
Green Burger.
No. It was like, I don't know.
Beast Burger.
Burger Verde.
I don't
know.
Right. Okay, wait, let me get my third.
Alright.
Chick-fil-A.
Alright.
Okay, Chick-fil-A is a...
I'm going to blow all of y'all out the water.
Watch what I say, something stupid.
No. Did the mic just attack you? What just happened?
Dang.
By the way,
oh my gosh, look at that,
I
Kenny.
I hit directly in the face of the mic.
All right. My top three. First one, if you all don't agree with this, you guys can leave the studio.
You're going to say something like that. No one's ever heard of this place.
No. Chicken Guy.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken Guy was so good. It was probably some of the best.
No,
like,
the only thing that was good at Chicken Guy was the Caesar salad. Right,
no.
The only thing that was good was the salad. Bro.
You're weird. Also, your mic is still over there.
It's going to pick it.
The only thing that...
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Coben has a little thing in his ear that lets us...
Yeah, I have IEMs right now, so whenever
Julius
you guys
gets
speak...
really close to the mic, it, like, buzzes
it,
for
it
him.
It will.
Like that,
I will be deaf
hurts.
By the time I'm 20. No, but, so that's number one.
Stop!
Sorry. Chicken Guy is one. Five Guys is two.
Okay.
Five Guys
is really
good. Oh, that's what I meant instead of In-N-Out. No, I don't know. I've never had In-N-Out. Really don't know where that came from.
It's expensive. It's expensive, but so is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is also expensive.
Yes, it is.
Dude, you said Panda Express.
Yeah, Panda Express is probably the most expensive.
If you're getting bulk, no, it's not. When you got a whole family... Getting Pan Express, it's like $35.
No, it's not. It's $35 just for my brother. And have you seen
him? And my third one? Oh, crap.
You had all this time to think.
Okay, listen. You didn't know.
I was the first one.
Okay. And you said you were gonna... You jumped up with joy when I said that question, so I don't want to hear it. But, oh, crap. What is my
Any
third
time
one?
Now?
Okay. Remember whose show this is.
Out the studio now.
Yeah, no, I'm joking.
I'll leave right now.
I'm joking, I'm sorry. I like Popeyes a lot. Popeyes is good. I hate their fries. Their fries are so bad.
Literally. No, what, guys?
No, their chicken is good. Their fries are so bad.
I don't care about the fries. Just the chicken.
Their chicken? No, it's either that or...
Okay.
All right, Isaac, what is your top three favorite restaurants?
McDonald's, Wendy's, no, Burger King, Wendy's, Five Guys.
All right, I agree with two of them. I agree with Wendy's and Five Guys because I love Five Guys.
Wendy's, McDonald's
is so expensive. When you can go to Wendy's and get a 4 for $4 or a 5 for $5,
you can get a $5 meal
because they copied that from what? Guess where they copied that? Guess where they copied that from? Wendy's. They copied that.
No, it's not. The bacon.
Wendy's is so good, bro. Wendy's?
It's so dry.
Thank you.
Depending if you get, well, yeah, they sometimes they don't give you fresh ones, but if you get a fresh, nice one, yeah.
More dirty look.
Ice. Depends. Yeah, they put it in freezers and stuff. What do you expect?
I swear, anytime I get mad or silent, Isaac just says, y'all. I have to leave in 3 minutes.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Guess I
do. No. I'm joking.
I can leave right now.
Okay. Ooh. I'm joking. Stay for however long you can. We can continue the episode as she leaves.
Yeah.
It's been like 30 minutes at least.
It's 41 minutes, yeah. Actually.
Oh, see?
So, we're about to pass our first episode runtime, actually.
There's
in a
no
minute.
Way you're on Grow Garden right now.
Are you actually on Grow Garden right now?
No.
Bro, this... Bro, so, anybody that's listening right now, I am so sorry that you guys are listening to this episode. This episode was not...
out and I can re-listen to
it'll
this.
Come out probably like a... like probably an hour later after we're finished with it.
Because I
want to
listen.
Oh, you're no.
Yeah, I'm gonna count. Guess how many times I've said y'all this time.
I'll look through the. I'll listen back through it and I'll count it.
Do like a count, y'all.
Well,
count.
No, I'll do. Stop doing the wheel, bro. We can't do that yet. We can't let the viewers. We can't let the listeners know what we're up to here.
Not yet. You said it like 5 times in the beginning.
Well, no, I only. No, stop.
I'm recording it for the episode.
No, I already recorded a bit on the actual podcast page.
All right, next question.
Oh, we continue. We go through it.
So,
lost your train of thought.
I know your favorite movie. I don't know your favorite
What's
movie.
What's my favorite movie?
Mamma Mia.
Oh.
I don't know your favorite movie. I do not know your favorite movie. You guys don't know my favorite
movie. Yes, I do.
What is it?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, yes, she got it right.
I don't watch movies or TVs like that, though.
Because you're weird.
No, what's your favorite TV show?
No, what, how about this? I got a better one. What was your favorite TV show growing up?
SpongeBob.
Phineas and Ferb.
No, SpongeBob.
Phineas and Ferb.
Okay.
I have a lot. I watched
I
like,
gotta go
Jesse
out,
was
so
goaded.
I'm signing
so
out because all right. I have to go home okay, to...
Either like Power Rangers...
All right, bye, Sophie.
I'm supposed to be home in 10 minutes, yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye, Sophie.
Bye, y'all.
All right, Isaac, if you want to take a spot. Either, Kenny, do you want to move over there?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not even in the photo.
Yes, you are.
All right,
now Kenny's on the mic. Now.
Hey, Kenny.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Either Power Rangers or The Flash.
I can't high five you.
Oh,
can't
now we're too far.
But The Flash is a go-to show.
No.
Listen, Power Rangers. No, Power Rangers sucks after Samurai. Samurai was my favorite Power Rangers.
Yeah, I watched it.
No, and also the movie. The movie was really good. I don't know why everybody hated on the movie.
It was a really good movie. Saving Power Rangers?
Yeah, the
movie,
Power Rangers movie.
I watched it like 5 times.
Yeah, I watched it in theaters. Like,
yeah, me too. I watched
and they
it
said they were going to make like a sequel
so
for
good.
It.
Oh.
What happened?
I forgot my Bible.
Oh, got it.
Are you kidding me?
Dropping stuff.
Read your Bibles, y'all.
Get right. out.
Bye, Sophie.
Y'all.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. get off of Grow Garden.
Hold on.
No. Okay, No. That is so... It's so loud.
Yeah,
you
loud.
Just grabbing it like that is so loud. Dude, no,
get your
girl
away.
All right.
No, get away.
So,
let me just hold
now it. It's just all guys. So, we're going to talk about a lot of guy things. Kenny, actually leave it. Yeah, leave it on the stand. All right, so we're going to talk about a lot of guy things. You're going to join in on this, so go sit down. So, what I mean by a lot of guy things, let me actually put the mic back up so we all can talk.
No, leave it.
Oh, there goes Isaac.
Leave it.
Kenny, why are you moving the mic?
What are you doing?
Oh, he doesn't want it. He so he can have foot room. Okay.
Oh yes, we need. I need leg room.
Okay.
Forgot this thing has no back.
Yeah, I know. All right, so what do you guys want to talk about? Since it's all guys, and you know we're gonna have just guys for the next. I mean, I feel like we can
next
get to
hour.
No, we can get to an hour. We're at 44 minutes right now. We can get to an hour.
Okay.
Ask. What was your question that you wanted to ask?
Is it an appropriate question?
No, it's appropriate.
Yeah, but
it's appropriate.
Like, I feel
it's
like it's a stupid question.
Just ask it.
Do you think Adam and Eve, because technically they weren't like in a process, they just kind of like poofed, you know? They weren't like a baby. Do you think that they had belly buttons?
I actually have an answer.
Created us all the same. Like he makes.
Yes, but
every
why would they have
same.
Belly buttons?
Look,
if they
look,
didn't
look.
Be fed when they were in the womb.
Because we got
God's womb.
Everyone since then has gotten their genetics
know.
From them, right?
Yeah.
So how do we have belly buttons? We had
because
to have gotten it from them.
Yeah. We're
so they had to have it to start it, so we could be able to have like the umbilical cord.
No, but belly buttons aren't connected.
Yeah, but the belly button
well,
comes from the umbilical cord. So you can have nutrition when you're
cord.
How do you know?
Yeah, that? but he would have thought ahead and know that we need it since like after them.
Because our
like
belly
Cain
button
and Abel,
is now useless.
Cain and Abel needed it.
Yeah. Wait.
Literally they're direct.
No, but Adam
sons.
And Eve.
Yeah.
Didn't need it.
No.
They did to pass
so
it on.
Have,
no,
they did.
True.
They had it it's so
like
they could pass it on.
They definitely did because God thought ahead of it. He was like, if I know that everything's going to happen this way, I might as well do this in this certain way.
True.
He created us all the way we are. He created our bodies. He created our organs, our intestines, everything.
It's like the image of God.
Huh?
It was like creating us in the image of God.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
What am I? Oh, my dad texted me.
Okay, so...
Put your phone down.
what is this?
So, guys...
Wait for the mic.
It is.
So, continuing on...
Pencil powers.
I know all of us play video games. If you had to rank your top three... Are you playing Pokemon right now?
There's no
Dude,
way.
Put it away.
Okay, wait, I got... Oh, I didn't
if you that. If you have your top three favorite video games of all time, what are they?
All right. Let me go first.
Yeah, you can go first.
Pokemon TCB.
Let me go 3, 2, and then 1. All right.
Oh, you're gonna go 3, 2, 1.
So number 3, I'm gonna have to go with Diablo 3.
Okay.
Xbox 360. You know, I used to play that. All right. Number 2, Power Wash Simulator.
There's no way. Okay. Are you joking? Or are you
for real? No, I play it all the time.
I just wash
the bungalow. You
I didn't
know,
expect that to be a favorite game.
All right, but number one,
I'm guessing
Minecraft. Come on, yeah.
All right, Joe.
Okay,
what about you? I know you're gonna say Fortnite. And Siege.
No.
Siege.
So at all time, yeah, they're fun now, but all time,
Jetpack Joyride.
I'm gonna have to go. I'm going to have to go Minecraft at number 3.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Skylanders at number 2.
Goated game.
And then Lego Batman, the video game.
Nah.
The original.
No,
one.
The second one is
no,
better.
No, I like
second
the number one. Yeah, it has free roam, but I like the story with it.
The
story, so
they don't
one.
Even talk. They just go...
Yeah, I know. But, yeah.
What about you, Isaac? What are your top three favorite?
I'm gonna go from 1 to 3. So my favorite, it's gotta be Warzone.
Warzone. Okay.
Warzone at 1.
I'm so bad at Warzone.
I used to be good, but it got bad.
I'm good at Warzone.
Everyone got good at the game so fast.
No, I was good at the game. I got bored of it. I literally like Warzone. I got to the point where I swapped between Fortnite and Warzone all the time, where it was just like bored.
And that's how you got good because you played Zero Build all the time in Fortnite. So then going over to Call of Duty, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Or going from Call of Duty to Zero Build. But so you have good aim.
Yeah.
But.
All right. What is your other two?
My second favorite is Fortnite. The reason why Fortnite's in second because it kind of got like they kind of dragged it.
Fell off.
It fell off because of the too many collabs, and it felt like it was just like.
No, these new seasons are trash. I don't play no
this,
more.
No, the season that's happening right now is actually really good.
Only because the Blitz. Or
no, no. Even before that, it was still good. And what's your third one?
My third one. It used to be Minecraft, but now it's like. it's either Angry Birds or
Jack. How are you gonna put Angry Birds over Minecraft? There is no way.
Or wait, Call of Duty Black or not Black Ops? Call of Duty Ghosts campaign. Call of Duty Ghosts campaign.
Ghost was my first Call of Duty, actually.
Yeah, so no, okay, my first Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
That Zombies. One was good.
That one was all right.
Good. Zombies. No, I used to
no 100%. I will get hated for this, but I love 3 over 2. In my opinion, no. I love 3.
With, like, transit and stuff?
Yeah, no, I love... no, also because I played Nuketown 2099 on that map all the time. I only played Nuketown. Like, I
guess.
That's all I played.
That's, like, the only good part, though.
No, like, I mean, yeah, the Black Ops 3 story is terrible. I mean, when I was a kid, I never played story modes on Call of Duty. Mm. I just played zombies and multiplayer.
Yeah. Only story mode I played was MW2. MW2, yeah. I played story, and... It's good.
All right, my top three. Number three is a game no one really knows, but it's my first video game I ever played, and I love it to death, and I really wish they'd make another one.
Terraria.
No. it's called Sly Cooper.
Oh, yeah, my brother used to play that on PS2.
And so,
I know about Slime Rancher.
No.
Oh, I love that game.
And so, yeah, Sly Cooper was, like, one of those games where, like, it was bad graphics at first, and then you got to, like, the newest one, and it was amazing. And it was such a fun game, such a cool story and all that, and then they got rid of it. The company sold out, and, like, they never brought it back, even though they left it on, like, a cliffhanger, and so it's stupid. Number two, I don't really know what I have. Number two is a game I love to play with all my friends all the time is Gang Beasts. Gang Beast is such a fun game.
It's so funny to watch.
It's so fun to watch.
It's not that fun to play.
No, trust me, if you have multiple players, it's such a fun game to play.
Yeah,
like if you have all your friends in a group chat and you just play, it's so fun.
Alright.
And number one, obviously I'm a superhero fan and all that. The entire Spider-Man trilogy
about? No, Miles Morales was the best.
Spider-Man 1.
Spider-Man 2, yeah.
No, Spider-Man 1 had the best story overall. Spider-Man 2, Miles Morales had...
I just like the stealth.
It was
Morales.
Like 5 hours long, though.
You see, I love how Spider-Man 2 got the traversal down perfectly. Mm-hmm. They mastered everything. They got flight mechanics perfect. They got swinging perfectly.
They got the glider.
I take it back. My absolute favorite type of Spider-Man game is Web of Shadows. Because that game, it's an older game. It came out 2008. It was on Xbox 360 and PS3. Mm. And it was probably the most... It was way ahead of its time. It was a game where it's also had the symbiote suit as well. And it, like, the entire city...
Venom?
Yeah, the entire city was covered in Venom. And
really?
The traversal was amazing. It had wall combat. And it had, everything you could think. Air combat, everything.
2008?
Like, search it up. Like, if you search it up on your phone, you will see. The only downside, the voice acting is so bad. It's so funny. It is. The guy that plays Spider-Man in that one sounds like he's before he hit puberty. Like, literally, it sounds so bad.
No, you were talking about cliffhangers. What the other games?
Cliffhangers? Sly Cooper.
Yeah. You know what made me mad? They left on a cliffhanger?
What?
Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, I know. Bro, I love
saying
the
Green
Ranger
is going to come in, and then they just didn't.
They just had, actually, no, but Netflix is redoing it now. Netflix is going to be making its own. It's not the same, but they're making, a revamp.
Bro, nothing is in stock.
No, they lost the rights.
They lost the rights.
Off Grow Garden. There is no way.
Grow Garden, I don't understand why everyone's playing it. Why is it? It's not that fun.
It's so mad.
Bro, no. If I play Roblox games, I play horror games. Horror games are the funnest games.
Yeah, playing horror games and like
that's dude, all bro, I play on Roblox.
What? I find it so funny that Roblox seems like the most unscary type platform, and then you play the horror games, and they're some of the scariest games you could ever find.
Holy so.
Yeah, no. If you find the good ones, like if you find a good game, like I love Backrooms types things because that thing is just scary on its own. All right, what are you doing?
What's the like apyrophobia or something like that?
Apyrophobia, yeah.
Or whatever it was. That one was fire.
Forsaken, and I think
Forsaken I've also heard of, yeah.
My brother's been like grinding it.
Do you wanna talk about your hours on Fortnite, bud? Your past 3K hours on Fortnite?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. No. Stop it. The spike on that just went crazy.
Is it a new one?
Okay, stop.
No.
All right.
Wow, Sally.
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys have or you guys want to talk about?
How
about we do a tier list? No, actually, no. I have a fun game. It's called Monkey's Paw. You know how to play it?
I don't know what that is.
No. So it's meaning you make a wish, right? And you say, like, I want this. And I have to come up with a consequence or some bad thing that'll happen in it. Yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's these YouTubers I watch that do it. It's like one that's like, I want a can of Coca-Cola. You'd be like, but, and so when you say, I want this, I have to come up with a consequence or something that'll counter that you just said.
Okay.
What do you mean?
So, like,
let's
give
say,
me, like, a better
basically,
example.
Like, so say, can I have a can of Coca-Cola?
Can I have a can of Coca-Cola?
Yeah, you could have a deeply contaminated can of Coca-Cola that you get super sick, that you get super sick from, and you will die. You see?
Why do you want to play this game?
No, it's a fun game, trust. Like, you think of something thoroughly. Like, think thoroughly about this. Like, get...
Oh, I think I have seen this, actually. You want to think of something that you can't... Like, nothing can really counter. Like, no one can.
Yeah.
Have a pair of shoes?
You can, but the problem is...
They have holes.
They do have holes in them.
So they're like off-white fives.
But they aren't white.
So they're Crocs. Yeah, they aren't white. They're just off-white.
No, like but... Brand. No.
Yeah.
Crocs,
you see, you could have those
solid
types of shoes, but the problem with it is, every time you step, you sink deeper, or you lose more of your height per time you walk.
Yo,
in those
what?
Shoes.
Per step.
No, I don't like
per
this
step.
Game. This is kind of garbage.
This is, yeah. Well,
okay,
like
I gotta think of like better consequences for it.
Yo,
no,
get off
a girl garden.
No, I have to check. I have 2 minutes. All
Whoa. Right, guys. I feel like, I don't know. So. Or that, or we do a tier list.
What is y'all's dream car?
Dream car?
Camaro?
You took my car. Mine's a Camaro.
The Bumblebee one.
Oh, yours is different. Mine's a blacked out Camaro ZL1. That's my absolute favorite car in the whole world.
The Bumblebee one, if it was literally any other color.
Koenigsegg Agera RR, bro.
Yeah, you ain't not getting that car.
No, I'm getting it.
100%. What is your favorite car, bud?
Hellcat. I actually have a picture of me touching
really?
The Koenigsegg.
Hellcat.
Oh, really?
All right, that's not bad. Sure, all right. Also, guys, if you guys do not know, Isaac is working on a script for a movie that me and one of my other buddies are making, and we are going to be making a full fledged film.
Spider-Man.
It is going to be a Spider-Man film.
Yo, get away from me!
You guys got to stop messing with the microphone, there, bro. Okay. So yeah, we are making a full-fledged film coming out sometime next year. We got to make a script, we got to produce it and all that. Oh my gosh, you guys are messing with that a lot.
Hey.
Put it back on the stand.
Yeah, you need to know I'm keeping away from
you. No.
You lost your talking privileges. No.
What is this dirty vacuum?
Okay.
Holy, that's disgusting.
Stop hating on my vacuum, bro. But yeah. And so we are super excited about that. But yeah, Isaac, if you want to talk a little bit about the script that we're making, or you want to talk about like the journey we've been on from our first little short film about it, like you don't have to like go through all of it, but like I'm just saying like
you need
list some parts on it. We got like all right. But so yeah, if you want to talk a little bit about like how it's going or like how we went from our short film into kicking one of our friends in the face into into making a full-fledged film. So I'm gonna give you the mic.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, we are making a Spider-Man movie. It's kind of like a fan project of Coben's, and you know, all of us have been really really honored to do this, and basically our first draft was basically a 15-minute short film, and the plot, the premise of it was basically Spider-Man was having...
Chill.
Peter Parker, he was having, like, an existential crisis, and he was battling himself mentally, and basically he's been fighting, like, a darker version of himself, and that's Aiden's character, right? The black suit Spider-Man?
The one that got kicked in the face?
Yeah. He got kicked in the face. I think that might be the best blooper
in
the movie.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. That is Aiden, man.
Yeah.
Aiden, I kicked Aiden and Ben in the face. Aiden, if you're listening, I'm sorry still. I didn't mean to. We need stun doubles, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll kick him in the face.
I think I have to go.
All right,
then. No, seriously.
Bye, Kenny.
Kenny has to head out, and I'll see you guys.
Bye, Kenny.
See ya.
Bye, y'all.
Now it's just me with the mic.
I said bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye. And, yeah, we had a lot of fun making the 15-minute version, and there was a lot of bloopers, a lot of outtakes. I think you have the video of him getting kicked in the face.
Yeah, actually, you can find the video on YouTube. It's actually funny. It's called Spider-Man Web of Rage. You can find it. It's not a good video. I'm going to let you guys know now. The video sucks so bad. Like, we didn't have a script. We had no choreography. Well, we choreographed it, like, minutes before we started. But, like, you can tell by the editing and stuff, it wasn't as good as we could have made it.
What's it called?
Spider-Man Web of Rage.
No.
Okay.
I can't find it anywhere.
Well, I have the video, so I'll show you later. But, yeah, and so we are making a full film. We don't have a specific date when we're going to start filming, or it's just whenever we get the script done and whenever we have time to film all together. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's... We've had a lot of fun talking on this episode, and we went over a lot of things. We got carried away a lot.
Yeah, we did get carried away kind of a lot.
But, I don't really know where to go off from here, but I do know we do have to start wrapping this episode up. So I do just want to say thank you all for listening, if you've been listening this long to our nonsense and our craziness. So I appreciate it a lot, and I'll be saying a prayer for everybody, and I'll keep my head. Well, I don't really know what I'm saying right now. I'm trying to think. There's something on the top of my head. I'm trying to say, like, I just don't quite know what it is, you know? Just thank you for listening to this episode. And, yeah, we cannot wait to see you all in the next one. So, yeah, we'll see you guys soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right.